to a podcast greater than yourself, season 5. Thank you for listening. Do you have a question about sobriety, 12 steps, sponsorship, or just want to contact someone from the podcast? Email us at podcastgreaterthanyourself@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at dr_silkworth or a podcast greater than yourself. If you're enjoying the podcast, please give us a rating on your podcast app and share the show with anyone who may benefit.
Go, John.
Okay. Welcome back to a podcast greater than yourself, Boomer Edition. My name is John Barleycorn, and with me today, special returning guest, longtime friend. You know him, you love him. He's 75 years old. Welcome back to the show, Eddie Rickenbacker.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Did you get your great grandson to show you how to boot up the computer today?
He was showing me a thing or two.
After you went and time bullied some people at a 7 a.m. meeting.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, I mean they're too early in the recovery. They're only like 10 years sober. They can't. What do they have to offer?
Nothing. This 10 years, that's fucking, those are rookie numbers. You still need the cotton in your mouth at 10 years.
Absolutely. You need to go through the 12 steps 60 times before you can sponsor somebody.
Yes, minimum. Okay, I'll move on from your technological foibles.
Thanks.
How's it going, dude?
It's going well.
Yeah.
How are you?
Doing all right. Doing pretty well. We're both in a recording studio right now.
I'm in a basement. It looks way better this way than it does that way. It just looks like a utility basement that way.
So. Mine looks like either way, but I wouldn't say better. Have you seen this? Have you seen that guy?
Yeah.
That guy is fucking nice. That's the thing. When
hold
you
on.
Grow
oh,
up,
were you showing me the wall or were you showing me the guitar?
No, this Dan electric 12
no.
string.
No, I didn't see that.
Like, yeah, you're just like, one day you're just suddenly a grown up and you're like, oh, I could just buy a 12 string.
No, it's crazy what you can do with credit, you know? I got I just keep on buying pedals and it's like, what's another $12 a month, you know, for the next 12 years, you know? Let's go.
Yes, I'm doing that, and like, I massive long-term step 10 and 11 dividends being paid right now professionally, like in the realm of the career that I have. I have a new job now for the last few months, and I continue to have this experience where I'm like, Why do I have money right now? Like, I'm just like I'm realizing for the past like 7 years I was working this job where I was just like, they were not treating me well, you know, as I was just like, but yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. It takes what it takes, dude. And then you're suddenly just like, oh, I'm an adult. I'm responsible. And I have credit and I have money and I'm just like, I'm okay. Yeah. I'm doing
it's
all
crazy.
Right. It's
crazy.
Fucking wild, dude.
That's really cool though. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm pretty pumped on it, dude. But yeah, what was I thinking? Oh yeah. When you ask like, oh, how are you doing? The first thing that came to mind was not, I have money to spend on guitars. The first thing that came to mind was, yesterday, my buddy, who's in town from Tel Aviv. He hasn't been here. He visited me 2 years ago and we jammed, but yesterday he was here. And, so he has a bunch of riffs on the guitar that he's bringing to the table, and I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna sit there and try to play drums. And like, oh my god. So when you ask how I'm doing, like, my body is fucking wrecked from drumming all night yesterday. Just wrecked, dude. I'm just like, I'm like full Quasimodo mode. I'm gonna be,
oh no,
I'm gonna go lay in like a hot Epsom salt bath after this. So that's pretty much where I'm at. I woke up, I was like dizzy this morning.
Yeah,
just like, you know how it like just physically takes it out of you when you haven't done it in a while.
I never play drums, but yeah, at 70 years old, I imagine that I'd be in the grave if I tried to play drums.
All right, man. Well, let's jump into this. What I'm going to do is, this thing is called One Alcoholic Talks with Another Alcoholic. So first off, do you qualify?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Groovy. So really the only thing that's required of you here is that you express an opinion on things. It doesn't even have to be a good opinion.
I got a lot of lukewarm opinions. So
sick.
This is great.
Sick.
This is great.
Doesn't have to be good. Doesn't have to be well thought out, well formulated. You don't have to meditate on it. Just fucking spit it out, right? So, first thing we're going to do, I'm going to ask you if these things are overrated or underrated.
All right.
All right. Okay. All right. First one, recovery memes.
Overrated? I don't know. I don't consume any.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you can elaborate as much or as little as you wish. All right. Up next. Underrated or overrated? Step studies.
I also don't have much experience with this. I don't know. They've been cool, like, when I've done them with just, like, people. Are you talking about, like, a specific, like, scenario?
Like a
meeting. Are you just talking about, oh yeah, I don't know.
Like
I've never.
Meeting, the types of meetings that they call step studies.
I don't have a lot of experience with that.
Yeah.
You know, there was one, there was an early, there was a young people's meeting that would have like a step one, break off step one. Mm-hmm. I know you've been to this one that I'm talking about, a break off step one meeting. Would that be a step study meeting? That step one.
The other portion of that meeting where
would have been
each
a step
week,
study.
Yeah, they would. That.
Well,
would be
I went to the one that's not. Well, I chose to not go to that one. I want to go talk about step one with newcomers. So
sick. Same. All right. Overrated or underrated? Sober celebrities.
I think they're good. I think they're good. I think that I would say underrated. I think that the part in me that cringes out would say overrated. Mm-hmm. Like that's disgust. I don't know. Like people talking on platforms and seemingly giving me a voice, or like people that are in recovery a voice that I didn't ask for. And maybe saying stuff that I don't agree with. But at the end of the day, I do like the idea of people, you know, that are seen out in the public, like, hey, I can get sober. You can get sober. I don't know. As I'm saying that, then I'm also thinking about another celebrity that just died after years of doing that. So right. I don't know.
I like that. It's kind of the sweetheart angle of that, though. I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's like, you know,
because that's what we do. So it's not like I can judge the guy, right? It's like, yeah, if I quit doing 10, 11 and 12, like, and I'm also assuming something on like a specific person that I don't actually know the details of their death. Unfortunately, you just kind of, I just end up assuming just because it's like, we're doomed to this hopeless alcoholic death if we let up on a spiritual practice. So it's like, that's a bummer, but it's also nice to know that like people might see somebody doing some sort of spiritual practice that has been fucked up in the public eye and now isn't. So it's like, hey, maybe I can do well. I don't know, especially like if somebody's isolated, doesn't have a lot of people in their corner that are pushing them to get better, or they can see that's an option. So,
yeah, I feel like my take sort of vacillates on the sober celebrity thing for that reason, because I'm like, I can at times feel like, at times I can be critical when celebrities are like very overtly expressing like living successfully based on spiritual principles, but they go only as far as like not disclosing that they got sober through a process and that's why they live successfully that way. Like they just talk about like, you know, they're talking like around it and they're maintaining anonymity and they're not linking themselves to the program. And I appreciate that. I fuck with that. I vibe with it. I like it. But it's like you're painting a picture of like how beautiful life can be, but you're not giving anybody like directions how to paint their own picture, you know, or like pointing them in the direction of the fucking paint store or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So I can be like critical of that and be like, oh, fuck, I wish you just kind of hint toward, you know, the only reason I got into that successful lifestyle is because I ruined myself with drugs and alcohol. You know what I mean? Like you could just say that and like, that's how I got there. But then also it's the flip side of it where it's like, I'm slurring my speech in 50 fucking interviews for 10 years until I drown in the bathtub from an OD, and it's like, cool, sober warrior. You know?
Yeah.
Like both of those, I'm like, so I kind of go back and forth. Yeah. All right. Overrated or underrated? Going through the big book line by line.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Well, I get, are you talking about like initially working with somebody? Like a newcomer?
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Whatever take you have. That's what I'm going to hear.
Yeah, I don't know. I think in general, my stance would be underrated. But it's also like, if you're a chronic relapser and you're in a 30-day program and I can only get in here on weekends or something, like, yeah, read the book. But like when I come in here, we aren't going to read line for line everything together. We got 30 days, not even 30 days, because I'm only going to see you once a week or whatever it is. So it's like, let's fucking hit on the highlights. And if we're doing 1, 2, and 3, like until we meet up on 1, 2, and 3, read the book line for line out of, you know, by yourself. And then when we get to 4, quit fucking reading, like do 4. Mm-hmm. Like, and when we get back together, yeah, we'll probably read line for line until we get to, you know, step 5 and or over the phone. And then from there, you know, we'll read about step 5 and then read line for line for 6 and 7. And then, yeah, I feel like the instructions for 8 and 9 are like going into 9 are like really important. Like you definitely need to read all of that. But yeah, I guess my main point is like, if you're a chronic relapser, I'm not going to wait around to like, make sure you read every single word. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like maybe you're a slow reader. Like if your life is on the line, I'm not going to make it a point to be like a gatekeeper of whether or not you live or die. It's like, I think this shit's going to save your life. It saved mine. Let's do it as quickly as possible. Whatever that looks like.
Hell yeah.
But my stance overall, underrated.
Okay. All right. Overrated or underrated? Grand sponsors.
Overrated. I don't know. I don't know. We're all just, I don't, I feel like the hierarchy that seems to like, even if people don't mean it to be like that, I think that like, it gets really weird. It's like, no, none of us are God. Like, so it's just like, I mean, you read about like, if you know anything about like the history of like, Abby and then Bill and then Bill and Bob. It's like, you look at Bill and Bob's relationship. Bob was trying to keep Bill in, you know, rein him in, you know, most of their lives, you know, as friends, because we're just trying to get connected to this power. Like, fuck a grand sponsor, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I don't know.
All right, I agree. All right, overrated or underrated? Serenity.
Underrated.
Yeah.
I don't think that I had known what Serenity was until I did the step work and got connected to a power greater than myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you met her dancing on a table at a bar by the airport.
What?
And you said, "Hey, Serenity, can you make change for a 50?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we shouldn't get into what happened 50 years ago, you know?
All right.
There was a lot of Serenities in my life back then, all right.
All right. Overrated or underrated? Steps 6 and 7.
I don't know. I mean, like, they're vital. Like, they're part of the process. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give, like, a long-winded answer for everything. Overrated. I don't know. I just say overrated simply because people like to think about shit too much. Yeah. There's a whole fucking book on this shit when it's like 2 paragraphs in the big book. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think, yeah, it ain't that deep, you know? Right.
Okay. Overrated or underrated? The meeting after the meeting.
You know, I don't know if I have an opinion. I don't know. Are we? Is it with a newcomer or is it just? You know, I guess you would assume that, like, we're driving somebody back to the rehab, and in which case, like, that's great. Underrated. That's great. We need to be talking about the steps. I often feel like it doesn't matter though, because if I'm driving a group of guys back to the rehab, they're just shooting the shit about rehab shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not trying to bust their balls. Like, this is not my job, is to be like, you know,
right,
hey, you stupid fucks, what did we just go? Like, that's not, you know, mm-hmm. I'm trying to be friendly. So often it doesn't feel like I'm doing anything of that value, you know, that's super valuable on the way back, other than just, you know, setting aside my time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe overrated.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's skip the meeting. Let's just get into the book and let's do the fucking steps.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I think the meeting after the meeting historically, traditionally is known or meant to refer less to, like the situation you described, like when we would be driving people from that Friday night meeting you mentioned, like back to that one house where everybody lived. Like, it's less about that and it's more about the standing around vaping outside of the door. That's the meeting after the meeting.
Mm.
So I think when people say that, they're usually talking about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. let's just not go to the meeting, you know. If we're with a couple newcomers, you know, let's just get into the step work.
Yeah,
you know.
Hell yeah. All right. Overrated or underrated? Gratitude.
Overrated.
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. Forget gratitude. Ain't got time for that. Ripe old age of 70. Who's got time for gratitude?
Is that the name of your biker club, your motorcycle club?
The Ingrates. Ingrates? That's not hard at all.
Your big $80,000 BMW.
Hell no.
Hell, brother. Hell yeah, brother. I'm an Ingrate. Ingrate MC.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it gets tossed around a lot. I would say overrated in the sense of, I don't know, I hear a lot of these words and I just think of like, because the word itself and like the meaning is like beautiful, like great. Like, yeah. I think a lot of these words, serenity or gratitude, or like, they get diluted for me. The way that my, you know, my brain processes that word right now, like, because it gets tossed around a lot in meetings, whereas like it is like this crazy thing, because it's like, it's not something that I know, like, I don't know how to be grateful for shit, you know? And then all of a sudden I get like connected to God through this step work, and then I become useful, and it's like, I don't know, it just takes on a whole new meaning from like this empty word, that people just say willy nilly, when we get together, to like, holy shit. Like, I'm on a new side of things. Like, I have this power flowing within me, like, that I'm connected to, that like, where, I don't know. It just takes on a whole new meaning, but I don't know, in the sense of like getting tossed around in meetings, it's overrated.
Nice. All right. Last one. Overrated or underrated? The ninth step promises.
I don't know. They're great. They are amazing. Mm-hmm. But they aren't my go-to. Like, that's not my bread and butter when it comes to the promises in the book. You know, that's not why I didn't come here to, you know, get friends or financially be secure or anything like that. I came here because I couldn't stop getting drunk. Mm-hmm. So, they are beautiful. I don't want to downplay it. This shit's great, but the 10-step promises, those are where it's at. So I would say overrated in comparison to the next ones, you know?
Yeah. All right. Okay, next section here. We're doing power rankings. All right. So I want to know your top tier on all these. Okay?
All right.
So top tier... caffeinated beverage.
Celsius.
What the fuck even is that? Oh, is that the one with like... I'm going to let you go. I'm like, what is that? Let me guess. No.
I don't know. It's an energy drink. It's I don't know. One of our friends turned me on to it, and it does the trick. It's not as trashy as Bang, you know? It's got a little less caffeine, and it's supposedly natural, so.
All right. Okay. Cool. Not as trashy. Okay.
Well, I also got to plug DC. DC is also
a... What the fuck is this? I don't know what DC is.
Diet Coke.
Oh, Jesus.
Diet Coke is also like a close second.
I have a controversial take on Diet Coke. I don't
want to hear it. If it's trash about... if you're talking trash about good old DC...
I don't know. It's weird because it's like all the zero drinks, they taste like... I don't want to get too far into this.
Rejuvenation. Taste like rejuvenation.
Let's say this. Like Coke Zero tastes like it's supposed to taste like Coke, right?
Okay.
Like, I know the difference when I drink the two. Like for me personally, if I drink Coca-Cola Classic, it's like this like... it tastes like fake syrupy, you know, because it's not made with sugar anyway. It's also chemicals and weird shit. Like, it tastes like this weird, it tastes thick and heavy, and like, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. But when I drink Coke Zero, it tastes like a, you know, sugar-free, like, thing trying to taste like Coke, right? When I drink Diet Coke, it doesn't taste like Coke. It tastes like...
that's a whole other thing.
It tastes like some fucking, like... weird chemical. Like, do they lubricate the engines of spaceships with this? Like, what is this?
I hope so. It takes me to outer space, that's for sure. It
takes me to outer space. I'll fuck with Diet Coke on occasion, but I'll go to almost anything for a little bit of sugar-free caffeine before Diet Coke. Almost anything. Regular Diet Pepsi, because it's like sweeter, I'll fuck with that. I'll fuck with that any day of the week.
You know, this is the last thing I'll say about DC. You know, the steps will get you to the fourth dimension, but DC will get you to the fifth dimension. This stuff is where it's at.
All right. Okay. All right. Top tier AA speaker.
Hold on. Like their name?
We talked about this earlier. This could be even just like somebody you saw at a convention one time or something. Doesn't have to be like a world renowned AA speaker. Just somebody who speaks in AA.
There was a convention that I went to with you. That was really great. Still confused about the name thing.
Well, a first name and a last initial would suffice, or you could just describe the person. I don't really care.
Okay.
Is this too hard? Do you want to move on?
Yes. Really getting hung up on that anonymity. Am I just making up a random person's name? Yeah, let's just move on. Let's just move on. Okay. My brain can't handle that.
John Jacob Jingleheimer S?
No, T.
Okay. Okay. My bad. I don't know who you're talking about. Okay. All right. Top tier prayer.
Top tier prayer. I really like the Thomas Merton prayer.
Yeah.
That's a sick prayer. Are we talking about one within
whatever.
Within the big book?
Prayer. Just prayer.
Yeah. I really like the Thomas Merton prayer. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Boom bap.
Okay. All right. Top tier meeting format. Step study. Is it step study?
It's step study. About 6 and 7. Step study on 6 and 7.
Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I really like panel format in a treatment center, preferably, mm-hmm. where there's plenty of time for questions and dialogue between panel and not panel. You know.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Top tier big book chapter.
Working with others is pretty, pretty sick.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I would say that's mine. I mean, that's probably my favorite. I don't know. That's not where I spend most of my time, mm-hmm. but I do like that one a lot.
Okay. All right. Top tier personal story from the big book. This could be cover to cover. So even just an anecdote in the first 164.
I think like going through it the first time, the one that hit me the hardest, which is still like funny to think about just because our lives were completely different, is still Bill's story. Mm-hmm. Just because I don't know the way, especially like I remember reading it, the way that he described like coming off of booze, how he could just burst through that window at any point. I don't know. It just like really hit me hard. It's like reading this and hearing for the first time that like, oh yeah, there's somebody out there that's not trying to sugarcoat just how fucked they are. And I related like with that. But now it is, I don't know, I forget, was it Jim? The guy that gets off the airplane, you know, just fucking walks right by his wife and just, you know, there wasn't a cloud on the horizon guy.
Mm, Fred.
Yeah, Fred. That shit is hilarious.
Which is what I look for in a big book story.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, moving on. Bottom tier. So bottom rung of the ladder. Caffeinated beverage.
Bottom tier. There is this like gold Diet Coke. I don't know what the fuck they're trying to go after with that shit, but it ain't the silver kind. And that stuff is garbage. Like, it was so bad. It's like a champagne Diet Coke. I don't know what they're going after.
What on earth?
I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know.
I think I saw a tweet years ago that said something like, caffeine gives Diet Coke its flavor. Which kind of resonated with me a little because... Mm. Diet Coke, caffeine-free Diet Coke does somehow taste different from Diet Coke. And those cans are gold, or they used to be.
Dude, What if I had caffeine free Diet Coke? Who in their right mind would buy that? Like, I didn't buy it on purpose. I was just like, hey, let's try a new Diet Coke. Can't go wrong there.
I fuck with caffeine free diet sodas because caffeine kind of fucks me up.
But you're like so close to something good, like a seltzer water, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, that's like saying, like, why would you have a banana when oranges exist? Like, I don't know. I like both. You fucking asshole. Get off my back about the oranges. okay. Bottom tier AA speaker.
I think we're going to run into the same problem with this one.
I
can describe this one. I can describe this one.
All right.
I would say the speaker where they get sober like a minute right before the end of their leave, and then they try to they like act like they just realized that they only got a minute. They're like, oh shit, and then they try to condense like all of their recovery.
Right. Oh, the recovery's been great.
Oh yeah, but it's been great. I got an Escalade out there.
It's always the Escalade. Oh my god. I got a roofing job. I run a whole crew.
I got three wives and
yeah, you gotta cover the harem at the end of the last minute. Okay. All right, bottom tier prayer.
I guess like with the format of the meeting, my mind goes to like, well, what in the big book is a bottom tier prayer? But I don't really like that. Like, they're all there for a reason. Mm-hmm. I would say it outlines, like, especially like in what we're doing in the morning, like our on awakening reading, it outlines like what we shouldn't be doing, which is like praying for ourselves. So that would be a bottom tier prayer. And it says we would waste a lot of energy and time if we do that. So skip that nonsense.
No, you can't pray for the Escalade. You have to do things and just let the Escalade come to you.
The proper prayer would be, God, allow me to be extra useful for my three wives. And, and in doing that, give me an Escalade.
And in so doing, that I may reap the reward of thine Escalade. All right.
Hit me up
tier
for more prayer.
Yeah. That's Eddie Rickenbacker, 69 at hotmail.com. Okay. Bottom tier meeting format.
I want to initially say like just like an open discussion meeting, but there's also like where you have bottom tier, like what I would consider bottom tier meetings, you also have like really great opportunities of being of service. So that makes me want to like change my answer to just lead meetings, because like, although they can be cool if the speaker happens off chance to be like really good, it's like, well, what am I doing here? There's somebody that's on my 12th step. Like, I'm doing 10, 11, and 12. Why am I at a speaker meeting? Yeah. Like, if a sponsor asked me to take them to a meeting, like, I don't know. Like, that's not the go-to, you know?
Right.
Unless I don't know. It's like a friend that I know is going to be, or somebody's in town that they're going to be fired. But, yeah, I would say lead meeting. I'm not going to go to a lead meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel gypped having gone to see you do leads now in the past.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I feel sorry for you, actually. I felt sorry for you while you were there.
Now I understand why you never went and saw me.
That's a lie.
Yeah. There's such a specific feeling that I get when I'm like going to a new meeting for the first time, and I realize as the format unfolds that I'm like, oh, not only am I gonna like sit through this drunkalogue for the next 45 minutes, but also they're not gonna give me an opportunity to say, hey, I'm here and able to sponsor, but also they're not even gonna give the new people an opportunity to say, hey, I'm here, I'm new, I need help.
I need help, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And that's why, yeah, like I feel like the meetings that like I always considered were trash were actually like the meetings, like even though I don't go to open discussion meetings anymore, just because like I would rather spend my time in treatment centers. Mm-hmm. It's also like those were the ones where I felt like I could be the most helpful. If not during the meeting, like if I didn't get a chance to share, I just listened to an hour of people telling me how fucking miserable they are, which is like, that's perfect. It's like, okay, that means I get to like, hopefully I get to talk to all of those people, you know, right after this meeting.
Totally.
At least just to, you know, introduce myself and maybe get their number and ask them how they're doing the next day. And if they're still feeling bad, it's like, hey, let's talk more, you know?
How often are you in facilities nowadays?
Right now it's just twice a week. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And they let you out to do stuff like this?
No. This recording studio is taking place in a rehab right now.
Okay. All right.
I've been an outpatient for 50 years.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bottom tier big book chapter. This is just doctor's opinion through vision for you.
Yeah. I don't know. What's your bottom tier?
I'm not the one being asked.
That's crazy. I don't know. I don't read Two Wives very often.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to say there's not like good stuff in there, but oh, I guess that's going to be the one, because all of the, like, especially the first like few chapters, like I'm in it all the time, mm-hmm. working with new people, right. And it's feels really vital. It's like, if we don't get Two Wives, I don't know, like hopefully we can at least read a little bit and working with others. So
yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, it's kind of fucked up, but okay. All right. Bottom tier personal story from the big book.
Yeah, I'm going to go. My favorite and also maybe my least favorite. I'm going to go with Bill's story.
Ooh.
Because it's great, but like, I don't know. In his story being like the first like chapter and him being who he is, I hate the pedestal that it puts him on. Like, I hate in just in the fellowship,
right?
You know, I think everybody thinks that he did this alone, you know, like, I don't know. There's just a lot of connotation that comes along with that story.
Mm-hmm.
Although I found it really helpful, and it is really helpful. It's great. It should be there. It's just like, I don't know. That guy was a wild man. So.
All right. Okay.
Wild, dude.
All right. Last thing. I want you to describe your experience in AA in one word.
I got two. Life changing.
Okay. We could do like a hyphen. Life hyphen
oh, yeah.
changing.
One word, life changing.
Hell yeah. Or it could be a hashtag. That's
one word. My life is forever changed.
That would have to be a hashtag. So, well, hell yeah, dude. Thank you for doing this, man.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So cool. It's great to see you again, man.
Hell yeah. Nice seeing you.
Love you, dude.
Love you too.
This has been a podcast greater than yourself.
A podcast greater than yourself was created by recovered alcoholics. All involved in the creation of this podcast are active members of Alcoholics Anonymous who wish to carry the message of our own recovery to those who still suffer. We do not claim to represent Alcoholics Anonymous. All comments are from our own experiences as alcoholics who have recovered by following the directions for the 12 steps found in the book Alcoholics Anonymous. Thanks for listening.